benefits people.
So that was holistic, you say?
Yes, I think that, to me, that's what holistic covers everything. It's whole. You can, you, like I was saying about exercise and, you know, choosing what exercise suits you. Why does it just have to be yoga and more Pilates and stuff like that? Why can't it be anything that benefits you? Is that not part of holism?
Holism, yes, very true. It's, very true. So what's your take on sort of... You were saying earlier on about the medical profession and alternative therapists,
well,
and encompassing that under this banner of holistic.
Well, it's all part of the whole. We need the medical profession because the medical profession are very good at diagnosis, and they do treat things and they do save people's lives. Not, I mean, looking at chemotherapy, I've been reading recently that there's a lot of holistic views out there that chemotherapy kills people. And yes, it probably does kill some people, I'm not disputing it.
Uh-huh.
But it also saves people's lives.
Yeah.
The medical profession does save people's lives, contrary to what we seem to be led to believe all the time. But on the other hand, the medical profession needs to look at more alternative stuff, which I think they are doing slowly, because this is the NHS we're talking about, and the NHS takes years to do this. They're starting to encompass a more holistic view of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we need. The two need to come together to balance, because that's what it's about. It's about finding the two opposites coming together to make a balance. And I'm coming back to the temperance card now in the tarot, because that's what it's about. It's about finding
balance.
Two opposites coming together to actually make a balance, like yin-yang, coming together to make a balance, and that's what's needed.
Yeah. I was also very interested in your comment about you could actually do a holistic car. Where was that one coming from?
I have no idea, actually. I was just thinking of looking at driving from a holistic viewpoint and just using it as an example. It just came into my head, but I've no idea. You'd need to sort of think about that, I suppose. You could look at car sharing for a start, people that have to go to work, because we do need cars in certain communities. When people that work, nurses and stuff like that, you do need cars. You could look at that as being better, or maybe look at other ways of, do I need to use my car today? No. Can I walk to this place? Yes. It's just different ways of.
So basically, using the car as a negative positive.
Yes.
That's an interesting concept.
Because you do need stuff like we do in the society that we live in.
Yeah.
Because we live in the society we do. We need cars. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the public transport system in this country is rubbish anyway. It's dire. So. But that was just, I was just using that as an example.
Nice controversial statement there, Delphine.
I think you could look at anything from a holistic viewpoint. I think it's how you look at it that makes it holistic.
Yeah.
And how you use it. If it's having an enhanced, if it's enhancing people's lives and it's helping people and it's not causing big problems, then to me that's part of holism. It's part of being holistic.
Brilliant.
It doesn't have to just be alternative, what we call the alternative lifestyle of yoga and just practicing this. I mean, I go swimming. To me, that is a holistic lifestyle. I go swimming. I go to aerobics.
That.
I like loud music sometimes. I like headbanging music. If it's good for me, then why isn't it considered, holistic in some way?
Yes, very true.
That's what it's about.
And I think that there's a lot to be said for that statement about, you know, if it's good for you, then it's great. Because, I mean, I know that from a musician's point of view, music can be very therapeutic.
Yeah.
And it can be in whatever form the listener wants.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
then they get the benefit of listening. And if it's headbanging music, great. If it's a Bach symphony, a Bach air or something like that, great. If it gives them what they want, then it's got to be holistic. It's got to be therapeutic.
Whatever, because everybody's different. Whatever floats your boat, basically. If it helps you relax, if it helps you understand yourself, then to me it's holistic. It doesn't just have to be certain practices, let's go down this route here, we'll do the holistic route. Because that's just alternative, that's not holism.
Yeah, yeah.
That's alternative.
That's great. Thank you very much, Delphine.
You're welcome, Dave. Another weekend.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.